the Holy Spirit accelerated the purpose of Vashti, the queen, when Xerxes, the king, became drunk and called for a party or a parting. The Holy Spirit doesn't just bring together or marry things. He's in charge of the divine legal dissolution of what shouldn't be. What God has not put together, let no man try to. It will be an offense against the Holy Spirit. Unforgivable. We cannot do more business than our souls are ready to manage. The procedure of systems is stamina. A landlord must not be loaded by the land. God puts systems in charge of his businesses and puts managers in charge of his systems so that he only addresses wealth managers, not the business directly. You don't call the landlord for a broken window. You call the caretaker. You call God for a misbehaving and malfunctioning system. To curb the stress of businesses, God has put in place very good systems. To curb the slip of systems, he expects us to be very good managers. We only call God when a system is malfunctioning, not when a bird dies. Solomon was not as clothed as the flowers in the fields, which are here today and gone tomorrow. This man is like a tree planted by rivers of living waters, which brings forth his fruit in every season. God supports many kinds of systems, short-circuited and long-termed. We choose a system or systems of God we want to be associated with. By faith, the just shall live. You have turned the overly spiritual into what they are by being overly carnal and weak. It doesn't really take all that much to know and walk with God. But God knows that it will take a river to raise a standard against the flood of opposition in your dispensation. If you walk with men on bare feet and they wear you out, how would you fare against men on horseback at the floodgates of Jordan? We all seek freedom and liberty in our own very different ways. Some do lottery, some pray. Some apply kingdom intelligence. If you feel you cannot cope for one more day, then this is your last days and you need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the gift of God guaranteeing our inheritance even though the last days is evident. For the demand will change so that the supply of the Holy Spirit must change. For once the demand has changed, the supply must change. The glory of the latter house must supersede that of the former for us to survive the latter days. Unity is what the Holy Spirit works for, uniting the inheritance of the sons to that of the fathers. This is why we must work with and not grieve the Holy Spirit. The Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in its wings. A new world is coming where there will be no more sickness. There are 12 hours in a day in which a man can walk and 12 hours of darkness. This illustrates the deliberate balance between the possibility of evil, practices done in darkness, and light, the atmosphere of truth. Both supported by this world structure. Jesus is the bright and morning star because someone had to put an end to the ever-enduring violence that happens in the night. In the new heaven and earth, there will be no more night, says Revelation 22, verse 5. The Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Infirmity and sicknesses carry weapons. No point denying that. But they are disarmed by the Lord. There is a current contest for the destination of your soul. The outcome will, however, not be too dissimilar to the type of your current location, even though dimensionally greater in magnitude. It will either be much brighter where you are going, or much darker there. This uncertainty is what creates the illusion of there not being much reason to consider now. Flickering flashes of divine moments and horrific unfortunate turns of events mixed together in what this world offers, or is what this world offers the unsuspecting, even though our time is a template for the clash of the final destinations. There is the good, the bad, but please don't be the ugly. If you do not want Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you will have just declared an affiliation to darkness, a life lightened by darkness, in which nothing should be exposed, nothing could be exposed, nothing need be exposed, because you have become just like your world, dark. The reason Jesus Christ is the author of all things and nothing was made without him is that he is the light of life. Even everything made was exposed for observation in light. Without light, nothing made will be seen, and so light has attributes, just like darkness would end up swallowing up or consuming those that live in it. Your life could become brighter as you step into the light of Christ, for this light exposes you to true life, clarifying the old murk. Clarity is found in no one else. If you do not give out or do not give out of yourself, God doesn't know what to replenish you with that could lead to an overflow. A gift opens the way to the giver, a way in for God, a way out of your state. Not everyone will be saved. This is a reality. But for those who will accept and receive their salvation, a salvation that has been set aside for them before the creation of this world, it is better they serve Jesus Christ to know him better, so as to know their salvation clearer. Those who would not be saved wouldn't, because they will not see it. Those who would struggle with salvation will do so because they do not see clearly. Those who wouldn't will see Jesus, because darkness is all over. Jesus is a light that grows brighter and better as you approach him and depart from darkness. Somewhere in this you will find your purpose and hope for life. Life should be in light. A life spent in darkness is not worth all the moments of scarce excitement that you enjoyed. In light is not just moments of brilliance, but the hope that creates a character, a change in you, brought by a knowing of you. No conspiracy theory can delude the invisible position impact Jesus has had on this visible world, period. Conspiracy theories come and go. They have, however, never learnt to leave us humans with something to hold on to, something to help us, something to hope for, change our plight, encourage, heal, save us and redeem, relieve, not even add knowledge to us. They are, like their source, selfish, self-centered and uninnovative, fully only destructive. What gaineth a shoe if it loses its soul? In God we live, we move, and have a being, because technically we are in the day of the Son of Man, Jesus. He doesn't flow with events. He determines the events. For where this body is, that's where the eagles will gather. We are ever too slow to experience everything just above, amongst, and within us. This is what is meant by the kingdom of God does not come by careful observation. You would have slowed time down too much. If water was allowed the time, Jesus would have sunk. If the bread were being counted as they went into the baskets, we would have missed a miracle. God said to Adam, "Who told you you were naked?" Prayer is having angels ascending and descending on a ladder from earth to heaven on your behalf. Amen.